Commander's message. Unequal treatment violates nation's highest values. Many high-profile events pertaining to race and law enforcement have rocked this country to its core in recent months. For those of us who have served in the military and who now serve our communities in the American Legion, the tension has been especially difficult to comprehend. The American Legion stands on principles and serves purposes that are violated when justice, freedom, and democracy are not applied equally, regardless of race, color, creed, gender, or class. These principles formed the foundation of the organization over a century ago, in a very different and deeply divided time in U.S. society. As our nation grieves and tries to reconcile the unconscionable deaths of African-American citizens, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, retired St. Louis Police Department Captain David Dorn, Federal Protective Services Officer Patrick Underwood, and others, the American Legion remains firm in a value it has upheld in the form of a national resolution since 1923. Whereas the fundamental law of our country guarantees to all peoples equal rights and equal opportunities and the right to worship their God as they see fit. And whereas membership of the American Legion is made up of those who served our country in a time of great national stress without distinction as to race, color, creed, or class, and resolved that we consider any individual, group of individuals, or organizations which creates or fosters racial, religious, or class strife among our people, or which takes into their own hands the enforcement of law, determination of guilt, or infliction of punishment, to be un-American, a menace to our liberties and destructive to our fundamental law, and be it finally resolved that we consider such actions by any individual, groups, or organizations to be inconsistent with the ideals and purposes of the American Legion. This resolution's place in the American Legion's conscience is so timeless that it was reaffirmed in full at the organization's 99th National Convention in 2017. Throughout its history, the American Legion has fought to improve racial equality not only for veterans, but for the communities they serve. In 1919, African-American veterans of World War I were among the organization's founders who adopted a mission statement, the preamble to the American Legion Constitution, that pledges, among other things, to maintain law and order, promote peace and goodwill on earth, and safeguard and transmit to posterity the principles of justice, freedom, and democracy. Where the law has been broken, justice must be served. Where freedom has been denied, it must be returned without prejudice. Our nation has much to consider as we continue to strive toward a shared goal found in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag, with liberty and justice for all. All means all. Anything less than complete equality in the application of these values today is as un-American now as it was in 1923. National Commander James W. Bill Oxford. Memoranda. Founding Value, Long March for Equality. An article on the American Legion's national website explores the organization's history of working to improve equality in the United States. Legion.org/library. Tango Alpha Lima. What happens when three post-9/11 veterans walk into their podcast studios? Timely conversation, revelry, and hot takes about topics of interest to veterans and the military community. Meet the co-hosts and listen to and or watch all episodes at legion.org/tangoalphalima. Purple Heart Day. August 7th is Purple Heart Day. On that date in 1782, George Washington established the Badge for Military Merit, forerunner of the Purple Heart. The award we know today was created in 1932, the bicentennial of Washington's birthday. The National Purple Heart Hall of Honor estimates that roughly 1.8 million Purple Hearts have been awarded. If you do not have a Purple Heart or any other medal that you or a loved one earned, archives.gov has information on how to request one.